After last season ended too early, McDonald Lady Mac softball entered the postseason with something to prove.
Good afternoon and welcome to Athens, Wisconsin, an overcast afternoon, but it's going to be shining brightly in just a couple hours as one of these two teams will be headed to Madison in the WIAA Division 5 state tournament. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Sydney Schemenauer, McDonald alum, as your McDonald Central Lady Macs, the number one seed in this sectional, take on the Northwood Solon Springs Fusion, the number two seed.
Andrew Hamm, the sophomore second baseman, a swing and a miss, K for Katie, and she gets out of the first inning with a punch. 3-2, we'll try again. Bors steals and swatted right over second base. Kendall Heffler is going to have a leadoff single for McDonald. Popped up in the air to shallow left, a long run and collides. So Kendall's going to tag. She's going to go to the plate, dive in head first. McDonald's up 1-0. Schultz stepped out of the box and back in, but Katie's ready to go and waiting. Katie whirls and deals, swinging, strike three, her second punch out of the game. And Schultz goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch, a swinging strike three. Woo! Two Ks in a row for Katie. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, striking out the side. Katie Ruff sends them down in sequence. Phenomenal on defense. Drives one past short into left field. It gets by the left fielder, Keegan rounding first, and she's going to get a stand-up double. Keegan Winger in scoring position, and the Macs are in business here in the second. 1-2 from Borst. Driven past the shortstop, and that's going to send Winger around third. She's driving hard to the plate, scores standing up as Abby Brezina, a stand-up double, runs scoring to put McDonald up 2-0.
Great base running there by Abby Brezina.
Steals to Kendall, and Kendall's going to drive one far into left field. It's back toward the track, hits the wall. Kendall going to second. She's going to stop at second, but it's an RBI double for Kendall Heffler. McDonald's played it two here in the second.
Huge hit by Kendall Heffler.
One away, runner on first, 2-2 pitch, swinging, strike three. Latvala goes down. She is the sixth strikeout victim for Katie Ruff. Worst the 3-2 pitch and driven out to left field. Is it going to hit grass? It will! And there's a stand-up double for Josie Witkowski. A patient at bat. She worked the count full and drove one into left field. 3-2 pitch from Borst and driven high and deep to left field. And it's over the center fielder's head. That's going to score one and yet another double for McDonald. Katie Ruff helping her cause the fifth run of the game for McDonald. Whatever Coach Byer said to her, it worked.
I think he said watch for the changeup, and that's exactly what she got, and she did not miss.
And Katie Ruff in her stance just waiting, kind of restlessly turning that softball over. She will drive one for a swinging strike three, the seventh punch out of the game. Lily Borst goes down on strikes, and Katie Ruff the first out of the inning. Two outs. The 3-2 pitch from Ruff, swinging strike three, sends her down, and another zero up on the scoreboard as Katie Ruff gets her eighth strikeout. The 2-2 pitch popped up over to our direction, run up by Keegan Winger. She will glove, and that ends the inning. McDonald through five, they lead 5-0. Ruff and Morgan works the battery for McDonald, pair of juniors. Another dribbler right to Keegan Winger. She'll charge, throw it a first, 5-3 on two consecutive putouts. Freshman to junior, two balls, two strikes for Winger. The pitch, and she will drive to short and bobble there at short. That's an error on Golombieski. Runner safe at first and second. Going to drive one to shallow center. It's going to get down. That's going to score one. The throw is not going to be anywhere close to in time, and an RBI double makes it 7-0 McDonald.
Kendall's speed, she made it to second on that. There's no other player on this team that's going to second base on that hit, but Kendall hustling out of the box and turned a single into a double.
Byer swats at the goal in Bieski. She's going to hold the runner, throw to first, but Heffler's going to dive in and score. The third run scored by Kendall Heffler in the eighth of the game for McDonald. Popped up, and Aubrey Dorn ranging away from first. The long arm of the law reaches out and snatches that one out of the air for out number one. 8-0 McDonald, top of the seventh. One out. The 2-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. It's popped up. Long run over by Josie Witkowski. She snatches it out of the air, and McDonald is one out away. Katie Ruff, the 1-2 pitch. Dribbled, this time to Keegan Winger. She'll throw to first, and McDonald is headed to state.
score. McDonald Lady Max are sectional champions. 8-0 the final here at Athens over Northwood Solon Springs. And for the first time since 2018, your McDonald Central Lady Max are state-bound. Congratulations.
After 5 years, the Max are back at Madison. Two steps remain on their quest to bring home gold. But the first test in this tournament will be the toughest one yet. A state semifinal battle with the number one team, Stevens Point Pacelli. This is McDonald Lady Max Playoff Softball on WOGO Sports.
This is Max Softball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Max and this WIAA State High School softball tournament game is brought to you by the Chippewa Manor, Cook Chiropractic Center, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Grace Home Respiratory, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, by Hy-Vee, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by the Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, Culver's of Lake Halley, Heath Loken and Associates, Lakeland University, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Nicolay Bank, by Provea Health, Quality Propane and Quality Fuels, Royal Credit Union, River Country Co-op, Northwestern Bank, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. And now from State with the McDonald Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and April Newton.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to a beautiful night underneath the lights at Goodman Softball Complex, Goodman Diamond on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It is WIAA Division V State Tournament Softball, a little later than we expected to start, but we're looking for a great game tonight between your McDonald Central Lady Max, the number four seed in this Division V tournament, against the number one seed, the Stevens Point Pacelli Cardinals. April Newton to my right, and April, this was a game that we thought was going to start about an hour ago, and we're still probably half an hour or so away pending the finish of this Stratford game that's going on in front of us right now. But nothing better than softball underneath the lights.
Yeah, for sure. And you cannot expect anything less at a state tournament. They never run on time, and games go long. But this game is really exciting.
It really is. We've got a 6-5 game right now. Stratford from our area, of course, in western and central Wisconsin, had a significant lead and then allowed three runs in the top of the seventh and three in the top of the sixth. So they were up.
Yeah, they
by
were
a
up
lot.
Early.
And, we kind of thought this game could even be headed toward possibly an early finish. But now we'll see if we get some excitement at the end. Speaking of excitement, you've played, April, I believe at second base was when you were on this diamond last. And we were talking a little bit about this surface. What folks might not know, and again, a beautiful complex here, UW-Madison, such great hosts here of this tournament for the WIAA. But you mentioned how hard the field is packed, and that's a little bit different than Casper Park or playing out in Athens or any of the other fields that McDonald's played on so far this year.
Yeah, so all the college fields, they tend to be harder packed, which means the ball's going to come a lot faster than the girls are used to, and it's going to take some bounces. It's going to be bouncy. I would say it's very similar to turf, so that's the biggest difference for the girls. And the field is just bigger in general. There's more room on the sides, and dead center, I'm going to guess, is probably 220, 225, where at Casper, it's probably 205, maybe 210 at the longest.
So again, pending one out here, and there it is right there. Final out. Waterloo comes back to knock off Stratford. So McDonald is now officially up next with the game over, which means we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We've got interviews with both head coaches. It's the Lady Max and Pacelli finally coming up here on WOGO Sports. Back in three.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
A late night, but a beautiful night at Goodman Diamonds here in Madison. WIA Division 5 State Softball, your McDonald Central Lady Max against Pacelli. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit RowMutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you as Pacelli is taking the field to start their warm-ups. McDonald in the right field corner right now. And April, these two teams have met once before. It was at the Gilman Thorpe Slam Fest. Later in that tournament, the only tie of the year for this 26-1-1 Pacelli team was when they went 3-3 toe-to-toe with Fall Creek. But also they beat McDonald 13-3, run-ruled them in five innings. But that score does not necessarily tell the story of that game. And we were talking off the air a little bit before. Coach Rick Beyer was a little prescient that he might see this matchup again, and it seemed like in that game he determined not to show his hand.
Yeah, I was at that game, and he is definitely playing a little bit of a game here. So Katie Ruff did not pitch, and Avery Bovey, their second pitcher, pitched. So they didn't get to see Katie at all, which is awesome. And then a lot of JV players went into subs. So Pacelli did not see the full-fledged McDonald varsity team. And so this game tonight, I think, is going to be a big shock to them because it's not what they're used to.
It is going to be a battle for sure. Pacelli has been at the state tournaments five of the last six tournaments that were held. Of course, there was that COVID year. McDonald, of course, has pedigree here at State as well. Back-to-back titles in 27 and 2018, but it has been a five-year hiatus since they've been back. We'll talk with both head coaches coming up in just a few moments. But first, another couple messages from the WIAA. By now, you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, and let's be honest, you know who you are. Don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in the exciting and active role of officiating. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Access the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Back in 3 minutes with head coach Ann Molsky of the Pacelli Cardinals. This is Lady Mac State Pregame live from Madison.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald's softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the big game? Here's a perfect pitch of a deal with your rewards card. 2 for $13 Oven Works pizzas. Plus, give your budget a double play with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart, and taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you. From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Congratulations, Lady Max, on your outstanding season from your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards. And those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Lady Mac State Pregame. We are at Goodman Diamond Softball Complex in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin for the WIAA Division 5 State Tournament. The number one seed, Stevens Point Pacelli, against your number four seed here at State, your McDonald Central Lady Macs, here with head coach Ann Molsky of Pacelli. And coach, as you look through this season, how has your group learned and progressed? Because you have a lot of sophomores that are impact players, but again, they haven't played at that varsity level a lot yet, but it just seems like your team has gotten stronger and stronger.
We've really worked on a total team concept this year, not worrying about what year we are, whether we're a junior, a senior, sophomore, freshman. You know, I told the girls, you know, once we get through that first month of ball, now you're ball player, you're Pacelli ball player. This is what you need to work on. And so when we hit playoffs, I told the girls, ladies, this is a new season. Here we are. And so they're just really working together. And the nice thing about this young group of girls is that they really have each other's back. If someone has kind of an off day or someone's feeling down, there's another girl right there, not ready to take their spot, but to pick them up and say, hey, you got this. And so it's really fun to coach this group of girls.
Coach, when you look at the tradition of Pacelli softball, obviously a tradition of excellence, I believe it's 11 state tournaments you've been to, 5 of the last 6. And so it just seems like picking up the torch, each group you have, whatever class they are, saying, hey, there's something when we put on those Pacelli colors, there's an expectation of excellence.
Correct. Yes. A lot of teams, they look at our record. They look at how many times we've gone to state, but they forget about all the work that the girls put in. They have pressure on their shoulders, but we told them pressure is a privilege and that there are a lot of teams out there that would like to be able to feel that and that it's their privilege to play and just to keep working. So that it is a wonderful tradition of excellence. And the girls are up for the challenge. They, at the beginning of the year, we say, you know, this is our expectation. They're like, yeah, we coach, we got it. Okay, yeah, we understand. I'm like, okay.
Well, finally, Coach, when you look at this McDonald team, you played them almost a month ago at that Gilman Thorpe mm-hmm. Slam Fest and run ruled them in 5 innings. How might things be different this time around, or what you need to do to achieve a similar result?
I think it's going to come down to whoever makes the fewest errors and whoever capitalizes on what they're given is going to come out as a winner. I think it's just going to be a really fun tournament for D5 to have with these 4 squads down there. I think we're a really good representation of it.
Well, Coach, we are really looking forward to this game. It's always great to be here in Madison. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck today. And should you move on, the state championship game as well.
Thank you so much.
That's head coach Ann Molsky of Stevens Point Pacelli back with Coach Beyer of the Lady Max after this. Lady Max pregame from state on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential 4K and kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the 4K and kindergarten referral program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union.
Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Lady Max State Pregame from Goodman Diamond in Madison. Your number four seed, McDonald Central Lady Max, here at the state tournament in the semifinal against the number one seed, Stevens Point Pacelli. Head coach Rick Beyer of McDonald with us. And coach, do the girls have a little chance, before getting down to business, a little chance to just be able to drink in that moment that was punching your ticket back to state?
Yep, they did. We got an agenda set for you know, when we got down here that We watch a game or two, and then we're gonna go back to the hotel, and then come back here and take care of business.
When you look at your opponent Pacelli, obviously what stands out is you've already seen them once this season. I believe in the box score for that game, you may have had a couple errors. I mean, certainly they put up some runs in that game. What needs to be different this time?
We gotta limit the errors. We had 4 errors that game, and since then, we've worked on that, and I think it's showing through the playoffs.
When you look at Pacelli, obviously they've been to 5 of the last 6 tournaments. They do have some youth on that team. I mean, really led by a sophomore class, a lot of great tradition. But what do you say, hey, this is where we're playing well, and this is where we might have an advantage?
Well, they do have youth, and they got the sophomore pitcher that I'm guessing she's the one that's going to throw against us. And I think we can take advantage of that a little bit.
Coach, when you look at your defense, again, looking for something wood to knock on here, but you allow 2 runs, just like Pacelli did so far in the playoffs. Your 2 runs were in that first game in a regional semi, and it's been shutouts ever since. I mean, again, what your pitcher Katie Ruff is doing, but what the defense is doing behind her has been about as impressive or more so than what you're doing at the plate.
It is, you know, and we pride ourselves in the defense. Been them 2 runs that we gave up at Thorpe, that was the 3rd time we played them. And he's a pretty good coach. So, you know, I expected the first time we played them, or 2 times we played them in the regular season, we shut them out both games. So I knew that probably wasn't going to happen. He's a good coach that Kurt is. So, you know, we'll rely on Katie.
Well, Coach, you're playing a good coach and a good team, but you guys have nothing to sneeze at when it looks at what you've done in the playoffs and the regular season. I think we're in for a great battle today, and we can't wait to see what happens.
Me too. I can't wait.
Head Coach Rick Beyer, live from Goodman Softball Complex in Madison, Wisconsin. This is McDonald Lady Max State Softball.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Drawing ever closer to game time. Welcome back to Lady Macs pregame live from State here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Dawson Halverson staying late at the WOGO home base in Halley to keep things running smoothly. We've got the Pacelli Cardinals, the number one seed in this Division 5 tournament against your number four seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs. And April, you mentioned that when these two teams played, again, we talked about this earlier in pregame, how Coach Rick Beyer played things pretty close to the vest in that game. But your impressions of Pacelli, again, they're going to be playing three seniors, one junior, and four sophomores out there, a couple freshmen as well. They've got some youth. They've got a lot of talent, like a Pacelli team you'd expect.
Yeah, and in the state tournament, it doesn't matter if you're a senior or a freshman on a team. The nerves and just the atmosphere can make anyone make an error. But just because they are younger, maybe it'll be in our favor and they'll make a few more mistakes.
Now, we're hoping again for another fantastic outing from our pitcher, Katie Ruff. Katie had, again, one earned run this entire postseason run. So there are two runs allowed by McDonald against Thorpe, but only one of those an earned run charge to Katie. She's played shutout softball in the last three games.
Yeah, she's been great. And the one thing I love about her and Morgan as a battery is they like to work fast. They're fast and efficient, and they like to keep the game moving. Like, if Katie doesn't get her sign fast enough, you'll often see her, like, motion to hurry it up.
Well, speaking of fast, we are close to game time on a late night here at Goodman Diamond in Madison. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. You're on WOGO Sports Lady Max pregame finishing up, and then we'll have first pitch in this WIA Division 5 state semifinal coming up after this.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the big game? Here's a perfect pitch of a deal with your rewards card. 2 for $13 Oven Works pizzas. Plus, give your budget a double play with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamond and Madison. Starting lineup for your McDonald Central Lady Macs being introduced. They are 19-6, of course, out of the Western Clover Belt Conference, number 4 seed at this state tournament. They'll be facing the Stevens Point Pacelli Cardinals, 26-1-1, the number 1 seed here at state. For McDonald, familiar starting lineup and batting order. In the leadoff spot, Kendall Heffler, the sophomore left fielder, number 3. Becca Beyerbat, second, the senior, number 10, the center fielder. Morgan Wirtz, the junior, and April Newton's younger sister. Morgan is the third batter, and number 33, the catcher. Josie Witkowski, the senior shortstop, number 12, bats fourth. Aubrey Dorn, the first baseman, number 24, the junior in the 5 spot. Katie Ruff, the pitcher, and a junior, number 20, bats sixth. Kira Leinenkugel, the designated player, the sophomore, number 7, and bats in that 7 slot. Keegan Winger, the freshman third baseman, over at the hot corner, number 14, bats eighth. And Abby Brazina, the junior, bats ninth. And number 6, the second baseman, Kylie Jensen, is the flex player and plays right field. Number 2, the junior, for head coach Rick Beyer. And Abby, again, as we see Pacelli being introduced as well, this is, again, a game that, like Coach Beyer said, may very well come down to who makes the fewest errors.
For sure. And I think this game, too, is going to be mostly pitching. They have a stud sophomore pitcher, and we have a stud junior pitcher. So it all comes down to how well the girls can battle that.
Well, looking forward to this, and seeing both teams here again with the starting lines being introduced. Pacelli has the navy pants and also wears red uniforms with the white on the sleeves and the white Pacelli emblazoned across the front. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, jet black pants, royal blue socks, and the white numerals, black piping, gold accents as well. Ann Molsky, the head coach of Pacelli, a UW Stevens Point alum. She has a record of 354-88 over 19 years. Rick Beyer, of course, head coach for our McDonald Central Lady Macs, a 41-19 record racked up over 3 seasons. And we are ready to play softball just a little bit later than expected. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us, and should be a fun one here, April.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So McDonald will be the visitor, so they will be up at the plate first. You mentioned that stud pitcher, and that would be Peyton Mansell. And she's just a sophomore, but again, you mentioned she's got a pretty good fastball and certainly has some pretty gaudy stats coming into this game as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her pitch a little more. During warm-ups, it looks like she has some decent spin and pretty decent speed, but the girls have seen some competitive pitchers throughout the season, so hopefully they can catch up right away.
Looking at some of the stats here for Peyton Mansell, 12-0 record. She's played in 17 games, 1.71 ERA, 77.2 innings pitched, has allowed 48 hits and 30 runs, 19 of them earned, struck out 119 batters. That's about 7 strikeouts per game. On the other side for McDonald and Katie Ruff, Katie again has really handled her business very well. After working with a pitching coach in the offseason, you can really see the progression for her sophomore to junior season. She has a record of 18-5, a 1.18 ERA, started 24 games for McDonald, 9 shutouts, 148.2 innings pitched, 202 strikeouts. That's 8.4 per game, and she struck out 29 of the last 62 batters she's faced.
Yeah, she's gotten so much better even from last year.
Kendall Hoeffler to lead things off for McDonald, batting from the right. First pitch at 9:56. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. It's fouled right back into the net from Kendall Hoeffler. And April Kendall is one of those players that if you can get her on, you know she's going to get in scoring position right away, and that bodes well for McDonald.
Yeah, they always do a lot better when Kendall gets on base first, for sure.
Mansell gives one to Hoeffler, and she swats it right by the second baseman into shallow center field, and Hoeffler is aboard with a leadoff single.
Yeah, this is great news for McDonald that Kendall is able to get a hit right away and read the pitcher.
Center fielder, Rebecca Beyer.
Becca Beyer, the senior center fielder, number 10. Lone left-handed batter, not only in the McDonald lineup, but also in what we've seen from Bocelli lineup.
Yeah, and she can be difficult to defend because she is a power hitter. She has 4 home runs on the season, but she can also drag bunt really well. So they always have to be heads up for the bunt.
Swing and a miss there on the first offering from Mansell for Becca Beyer. 4.46 average to lead the team. 0-1 the count, and Hoeffler goes. The throw to second, and Hoeffler dives in under it. That is her 30th steal of the season. 30 for 30 sounds like an ESPN documentary, but she has not been caught.
Yeah, she is so fast, and she gets such a good jump off the base.
So Beyer behind in the count. They were showing 0-2. That was incorrect. It's 1-1. Mansell delivers as Hoeffler looking toward third.
Yep, and you had Becca show bunt there, which, like I said, she's tricky. She can throw that down that bunt, or she can power hit too.
Beyer steps back in. 2-1 the count. No one out. Runner aboard at second. That's Kendall Hoeffler. Mansell comes home. It's bunted right behind the plate. Foul number 2.
Yeah, that was close. It just needed to be pushed out a little bit farther, to be fair.
2-2 the count. Top of the first here at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Gorgeous, warm June night. Going off a little bit, but not uncomfortable. The 2-2 pitch from Mansell. That one misses outside.
That was really close. It was outside and a little bit high, but right at the letters. So Becca did a good job holding off.
Working the count full. Runner at second. Payoff pitch from Mansell. Swatted past third. The throw, long throw to first. No, and now Kendall's going to take third.
Yeah, that's great base running by Kendall there. She made the shortstop just halt just enough to get Becca safe at first.
Again, Kendall is just, as a sophomore, so adept at base running. Exactly what you mentioned. The threat of her taking third froze up the infielder. And now McDonald has runners at the corner with no one out. And Morgan Wirtz, little sister,
yeah,
up to bat here.
I'm so excited for her and this team. She's swinging a new bat today, so see how it goes.
And she's got her niece,
Avery
here, yeah, in the crowd. Auntie Momo, see what can do here with a 1-0 count. Runners on first and third. And takes the strike right down the middle. Good pitch there from Mansell, 1-1. Morgan, the junior catcher, batting 442. That's second on the team. 34 hits, 23 RBI. Slugging percentage of 519. The 1-1 pitch from Mansell, swing and a miss from Morgan Wirtz.
That was a good cut. She really wanted that one, but she'll come back and get the next one. She only has 2 strikeouts on the entire year, so she's a tough out for sure.
Beyer at second, Hoeffler at third. The 1-2 pitch from Mansell, and swatted out into right field. It's going to drop just inside the line. That's going to send one home, and rounding third is Beyer. It's 2-0 McDonald, and Morgan Wirtz is going to get a stand-up triple to start the night for McDonald. How about Momo?
She is so excited about that hit, as she should be. That was a great hit right down the right field line. Right fielder missed it, and it went all the way to the fence.
and add to her impressive RBI tally with two more there.
They are excited. They are pumped. Oh, that was a great hit. Great way to get her team excited for this game.
And Anna Hazelton, the courtesy runner, is at third. Josie Witkowski, a 309 hitter. Josie has actually ended a couple playoff games with her bat.
Yeah, she has been a little bit on and off, I feel like, through the end of the season here, but she always comes in clutch when you need her.
1-0 pitch, misses. Two balls and no strikes. McDonald has plated two runs on three hits and no outs yet, and Anna Hazelton is at third base. Mansell, the sophomore, whirls and deals, and that time looks like she got the edge, and she did, 2-1.
Yeah, that ball was a little bit outside, but it's a great strike for Josie to take.
2-1, the sophomore Peyton Mansell. Delivers high. And a patient at bat here for Josie Witkowski, the senior shortstop. Got a hitter's 3-1 count with a runner definitely in scoring position at third.
Yeah, the more pitches that the dugout can see from this pitcher is great, and the more that her pitch count goes up is even better for McDonald.
As Witkowski's going to send one foul out of the stadium here. We'll probably hear something over the PA reminding folks that they're supposed to return those balls and keep them as souvenirs. 3-2 the count. Aubrey Dorn on deck. Runner at third, no one out. Count worked full. Payoff pitch from Mansell, and she is wide and high. Take your base, ma'am.
Yeah, that was a great hold by Josie there. You can tell she kind of wanted to go get it, but she was smart and held off.
Now, runners at the corners. Witkowski is at first. Anna Hazelton, the senior, is at third. And Aubrey Dorn will stand in. The first baseman, junior number 24, her first look at sophomore Peyton Mansell with McDonald, 2-0 lead, and no one out. Showing bunt, and it gets away from the catcher. Anna Hazelton's going to come in, the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Safe. Anna with a beautiful slide underneath the tag.
Yeah, that was awesome. Anna got there early, just underneath the tag.
And so that, I don't know if we're going to call that a passed ball or a wild pitch, but either way, it gets away from the catcher.
Yeah.
It's 3-0 McDonald with no one out.
Aubrey's been hot here going into playoffs, and she's been just hitting great, so it'd be great for her to hit Josie home.
Katie Ilka is that sophomore catcher, sophomore pitcher and catcher for Pacelli. And a swing and a miss, big rip there from Aubrey Dorn. Evens the count at one ball and one strike with a runner at second. Josie Witkowski, of course, took second on that pass ball. Aubrey Dorn is going to foul one out of play and out of the stadium.
Yeah, the pitcher seems to be going to the outside as much as she can, so if McDonald can follow them off or even hold off if they're a little bit too outside, that would be great.
3-0 McDonald, the 1-2 pitch from Peyton Mansell. A swing and a miss got Aubrey Dorn on strike. So
yeah, that's an outside pitch I was just talking about. It's right on the line there for a ball or a strike, so McDonald's just going to have to be aggressive with it.
Well, Katie Ruff will try to help her cause before she takes the field and enters the circle. The junior has a runner in scoring position at second, number 20, the pitcher, a 338 hitter. She's going to foul one right back into the net.
Yeah, and Katie, too, has really come alive here at the end of the season, the last couple of games with her batting.
She had a loud double. Actually, four McDonald players had doubles in that 8-0 shutout win over Athens. 0-1 with one away. And a runner on second, that's Josie Witkowski. Top of the first here at Goodman and Madison. Katie Ruff with a good eye. Oh, they call that one a strike. I thought it was wide.
Yeah, so did I. Like I said, she keeps going to the outside, so McDonald will have to have a game plan for that.
The 0-2 pitch, Peyton Mansell.
Brought to you by Kelly Heating and Electric on 103.1 FM.
That one misses. 1-2. Mansell whirls and deals low. It gets away from the catcher, running toward third, and no throw will be made as Josie Witkowski slides in safe. And now McDonald has a runner definitely in scoring position with one away, and Katie Ruff facing a 2-2 count.
Yeah, that ball didn't get too far away from the catcher, but with the rules, Katie has to stay inside the box, and by doing that, she forced the catcher to go around her a little bit more.
The 2-2 pitch from Mansell. Katie Ruff's going to swat it out deep into right field. The catch made, but tagging and coming home for the fourth run for McDonald is Josie Witkowski. It's 4-0 in the top of the first.
Yeah, that's a grip sack fly from Katie. I honestly thought it was going to hit the gap a little bit more than it did, but you know, it's still an RBI.
Designated player.
And again, Coach Beyer has said all throughout this playoffs, we just want to get runs in the first inning. We want to get a run. Well, they've given him four so far.
Yeah, this is a great start for McDonald. You can tell they're feeling comfortable. They're getting the pitcher. They're reading her really well.
Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore DP, batting 291. Facing Peyton Mansell, fellow sophomore with two away. Mansell's going to go low and miss. So Ruff, the sack fly to right. Makes it 4-0 McDonald, but now two away, and Mansell trying to get out of this inning. And high and almost into the press box over the top, and then coming down the net, the ball returned right back to the catcher here, Caroline and Kugel. Behind a bit in the count here, 1-2.
Yeah, she'll have to be aggressive here with two strikes and be careful for that outside pitch.
The 1-2 from Mansell. Wide, but a swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning for McDonald. But the damage done, 4-0 Lady Max. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Everyone who craves a handcrafted treat, let our team member Sephora tell you about a Culver's favorite.
We make our thick and creamy fresh frozen custard in small batches all throughout the day. And we mean all day, every day. From our supremely rich shakes and concrete mixers to our freshly scooped dishes and cones, we handcraft every bite to pure perfection.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fresh frozen custard.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Congratulations, Lady Max, on your outstanding season from your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome down back to State Softball as we welcome you down to Goodman Diamond. Caleb Swenson and April Newton with you on WOGO Sports. Dawson Halverson at the Wogo home base in Halley. Thank you for joining us on 103.1 FM AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. McDonald plates four in the top of the fourth. And now we'll see what the battery of Katie Ruff and Morgan Wirtz have up their sleeves as they face a Pacelli lineup that has outscored their opponents in the playoffs 47-2. And the first pitch whistled in there for a strike from Katie Ruff.
Yeah, Katie always does so much better when she can just get that first strike right away and start off strong.
Katie Ilka, the sophomore catcher number 5, is the leadoff batter. She bats 453, and she's behind 0-2 in the count here to Miss Katie Ruff.
And it is a little bit of an advantage, I would say, getting to bat first. They get to kind of see what the ump strike zone is going to be like, so Katie has a better idea when she gets on the mound.
Just inside on that one, 1-2. 628 slugging percentage for Ilka. Ruff deals inside and low. Wirtz will jog back to the net to grab that one. Evens the count at 2-2. Shelly again, 26-1-1. Fifth state tournament appearance, the last six. Foul into the net along the first base side. 2-2, and we'll do it again. Like you mentioned, Katie Ruff does like to work pretty quickly.
Yeah, she does. And as a batter, it kind of really throws you off because if you have a routine, you got to speed that up.
Swing and a miss!
That's a great start for Katie and this team.
Strikeout victim number one is Katie Ilka as Katie Ruff sends down the first Pacelli Cardinal batter. I'm bringing Sydney Gavin, and I'll already correct myself because
there's a lefty.
There's a lefty. We were told there weren't. But Sydney Gavin is going to bat from the left, the senior right fielder number 4. She bats 304 on the season. One away, 1-0. A foul over the netting and into the Pacelli fan section along the third baseline.
And lefties are always tricky because you never know if they're going to hit for power or if they are going to lay down a bunt, because they do have a little bit of advantage being that side of the box.
Ruff deals a little bit wide. 2-1. McDonald's got an interesting infield setup here. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ruff, Liberty High, 3-1.
Second and short, they're a little bit towards first and third more than they usually are. So the batter might be known for pulling the ball.
The 3-1 pitch, it's popped up, shallow infield. And coming over to make the grab for McDonald is Abby Brezina.
Yeah, with that shift that they had, Abby had to run a long way for that ball, but that was a great get.
So the pop out to second, and two are away.
Yeah, Pacelli has all their three starting seniors at the top of the lineup here.
Now they'll have Hannah Trzynski, first baseman number 11. She'll bat from the right. Ruff deals high. 447 average for Trzynski, the junior. She is a pitcher as well, and she's actually the one McDonald saw when they played at that Gilman Thorpe Slam Fest. Ruff fires one inside and got the corner, 1-1.
Yeah, it was a strike, but it almost looked like a miscommunication between her and Morgan. Morgan was set up on the outside there, and it ended up kind of going inside.
The 1-1 pitch from Katie.
Ooh.
Oh, just missed, I guess.
Yeah, that just missed right at the knees. That was a beautiful pitch.
2-1. So finding her locations, Katie Ruff, and again, feeling out to what the strike zone's going to be. Fires again, swing and a miss.
That is Katie's signature pitch right there. She has a great rise ball, and it looks like a strike coming in, and it just goes out of the zone.
So 2-2 the count, two away. McDonald leading 4-0. It's the bottom of the first here from Goodman Softball Complex. Katie Ruff deals, and she got the strike. Called strike 3K for Katie. Sent down in sequence the Pacelli Cardinals. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Hy-Vee's Bakery is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Delicious gourmet treats, artisan bread baked fresh every day, and the perfect pairings for your summer meals, like fresh-made buns, rolls, garlic bread, cornbread, and more. And if you need a show-stopping cake for that graduation party, wedding, or any other celebration, Hy-Vee's award-winning cake decorators and bakery pros have you covered. The Bakery at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Welcome back. State softball live from Goodman Diamond in Madison. Top of the first. McDonald played in four runs. We'll see what they can do here in the top of the second as Keegan Winger, the freshman third baseman, bats from the right side. Takes a ball on pitch one. Keegan, number 14, 254 batting average on the season.
Yeah, just as a freshman.
And Keegan's
going to
swap one into right, playable and caught.
I thought I was going to carry a little bit farther than that. But as a freshman, she's played great, and she's really impressed me throughout the season here.
It's out number one for McDonald. That'll bring up Abby Brezina, the junior second baseman, number six.
And Abby, too, in the postseason here, has had some clutch hits for McDonald.
She really has, as Mansell goes high. So for the sophomore pitcher, Peyton Mansell, again, unbeaten on the season, 12-0 record, I believe, in 17 games played. It's got to get into her head a little bit, even with as much softball as she's played, to give up four runs as she goes inside and dancing away from that one, Abby Brezina.
Yeah, for sure. She has to be a little bit shaken up, and it might be just nerves or it might be not the strike zone she's used to, but, yeah, McDonald for sure has her number.
Hansola is low on pitch three, and 3-0 the count.
And this is something that Abby is really great at. She's patient in her at-bats, and she draws a lot of walks, which is great because we have Kendall coming up next.
The 3-0 pitch, and take your base, a four-pitch walk, and McDonald has a runner aboard with one away. And that, as you mentioned, will turn the lineup over, and Kendall Heffler, who had a single, a steal, and a run scored in the first, is coming back to the plate.
And here comes the Pacelli coach. We're just going to have a meeting with her pitcher and her team. Probably just calm them down a little bit.
Well, let's talk about Kendall Heffler for a moment then. Is Kendall coming into this game, this stat line, April, from the Northwood Solon Springs game? Kendall was 3-of-4, two doubles, two stolen bases, a run batted in, and three runs scored. She's a sophomore, and again, just so many players up and down this lineup are contributing. But Kendall, I mean, she's one of those players that seems to have taken her game to yet another level in the postseason.
Yeah, and as a leadoff batter, that's exactly what you want to see from her. And we have a pitching change for Pacelli.
Wow, so Mansell is coming out after 1 1/3 innings, and Hannah Trzezinski is going to come in for Pacelli.
Yeah, the Pacelli coach is probably just thinking we don't want McDonald to get too many runs here before it gets out of hand, so in comes another pitcher. And this is the pitcher that they did see in the Thorpe Gilman tournament, so they have seen her before. I did see them hit off her, and with the momentum that they have right now, I don't see them holding back a lot.
Now playing first base and batting seven, number 18, Amelia Martini.
So Amelia Martini comes in and will bat seventh for Peyton Mansell.
Or at least, I believe this is the pitcher they saw at the Thorpe Gilman.
Yeah, Trzezinski.
Yeah.
So again, the lineup change, batting seventh, Amelia Martini. So McDonald is able to take out the pitcher, Peyton Mansell, after just four outs recorded. And Pacelli hoping that their junior, their upperclassman, Anna Trzezinski, will be able to get things back on track here. Kendall Heffler hoping that she can get to a second pitcher tonight.
Yeah.
With a runner on first and one away. The first pitch from Trzezinski and a swing and a miss from Kendall Heffler.
Yeah, and for McDonald, they can't really let this change their game plan or their momentum right now. They just got to go with it and have smart at-bats.
And veteran coach Ann Molsky deciding to pull her sophomore pitcher very early here. See if that move pays off. Kendall lays down a bunt, but dribbles foul. So 0-2 now. Heffler will stand back in. One away, runner on first. McDonald leading 4-0. We're in the top of the second inning here from State in Madison.
Yeah, Kendall's got to be tough with two here.
Trzezinski, the 0-2 pitch, and right over her head, it hits grass, and Kendall Heffler 2-for-2 tonight.
Yeah, and this is something that Kendall is great at. She had two strikes, she knows she needs to be aggressive, and it's just a little line drive into the outfield, which is exactly what we need.
And that's going to send Abby Brezina to second, so runners on first and second with one away, and Becca Beyer, who had a single, stolen base, and a run scored in the first, will come back to the plate. Batting from the left.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a bunt here.
Beyer will watch one go by wide and inside, or wide and low, rather, and 1-0 the count.
And for Becca, really anything into the outfield is going to score Abby. Abby and Kendall both have great speed on the bases.
The 1-0 pitch from Trzezinski. It's swatted shallow into the outfield. It's going to be caught there by the left fielder, Julius Storch. And Storch will hold the runners because that was a little bit of a shallow pop.
She did pop up right there, and it is an out, but she got to see the pitcher, and she got a hit, got a chance to get a hit off her.
Now, Morgan Wirtz, who had that 2-RBI triple in the first, see what she wants here. Runners in first and second, two away. Anna Trzezinski trying to put up a zero this inning. And she is low for the first pitch of this at-bat for Morgan Wirtz. McDonald again sent seven players to the plate in that top of the first. They lead 4-0.
Yeah, and this is where Morgan is really smart. She's probably going to take a long at bat.
Pass ball by the catcher is going to advance runners to second and third.
Yeah, she's got two runners out there now. She can score with just a base hit.
I mean, she got a triple last time. Are we greedy if we want her to hit one out of here?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, she doesn't like to run, so that triple was probably a lot of work for her.
The 2-0 pitch from Trzynski, and it's high, pass ball again. There's going to be a play at the plate. No, safe. Abby Brezina got in under the tag.
That play is so tricky for Pacelli because that ball bounced so hard off the, the backboard here, and went right to the catcher. So the catcher made the choice to try and take her out herself instead of throwing it to the pitcher.
And now Kendall Heffler with great speed is at third. Two outs, a 3-0 count for Morgan Wirtz. And it's 5-0 McDonald. Trzynski, the 3-0. And watching one go in there for a strike. You had to take that pitch if you're Morgan. And a good pitch from Trzynski makes it 3-1.
Yeah, for sure. And now that she's seen four pitches from her, if another strike comes in that she likes, she'll for sure go for it.
Heffler at third, two away, the 3-1 pitch. Wide?
Ooh.
Really?
That was really wide. Yeah, this ump, he really likes that outside.
I should just stop trying to call balls and strikes until I see them, because I thought that was a pretty clear take your base. Now we've got a payoff pitch here.
That ball was on the white chalk line of the left batter box.
The 3-2, it's swatted to second, glove throw to first. And the put out from Tess to Trzynski, or rather Tess to Martini. But McDonald plates a run. It's 5-0. We are back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Live from Seed, it's Max Softball.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Middle of two here at Goodman Softball Complex in Madison. Caleb Swenson, April Newthew on WOGO Sports. McDonald leads Pacelli 5-0, bottom of the second for the Cardinals. Katie Ruff trying to find the strike zone, and she will on pitch number one.
Yeah, if this ump is going to give them that much of the outside, I say go for it, because that outside pitch is so hard to hit for a right-handed batter.
The 0-1 from Ruff. Can she find the inside corner? No. Just take
really
what they'll give you.
Yeah.
1-2-3, bottom of the first for McDonald, including two punch-outs from Katie Ruff.
We do things differently.
There's a fly ball popped up behind home plate.
Yeah, Katie's ahead here. Two strikes, one ball.
This is Kaylin Yenter. She's a 5.29 hitter, batting in that cleanup spot, the shortstop, the sophomore. First time Katie Ruff is seeing her. And fouled off along the first base side and
right
to the aluminum stands. So 1-2 the count. 5-0 McDonald.
Yeah, and Katie's thrown quite a few different pitches here this at-bat. She's gone outside, she's gone inside, she's gone low, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see that famous rise ball here.
On a 1-2 count with no one out, bottom of the second.
There it is.
Swing and a miss. Punch out number three of the night for Katie Ruff.
Yeah, her rise ball is just spectacular. She uses to get strikeouts all the time, and as a batter, you just have to know it's going to come.
Caden Nelson.
Now, Caden Nelson comes in. She's the designated player, the DP number 14, a freshman. A couple freshmen in a row. Kelsey Giese coming up after Nelson. She's on deck. Katie Ruff deals in for a strike.
Yeah, right, we have another left-handed batter.
Again, we saw a couple of these Pacelli players were listed as batting right, throwing left, but apparently they're throwing a curve, so to speak. A swing and a miss for Caden Nelson, and quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 is Katie Ruff.
Yeah, she really wanted that pitch. She went after that hard.
And Ruff working quickly. No one on, one away. The 0-2 pitch from Ruff, and it's fouled deep along the third base side and into the stands. Caden Nelson fighting off another good pitch from Katie Ruff.
And there she is on the mound. She's ready to go.
Ruff wheels and delivers. The 0-2 goes high. Morgan works up quickly to snatch that one. 1-2 the count. One out. McDonald leading 5-0. This is the bottom of the second. Here from Goodman, Diamond, and Madison. Ruff deals again. Swing and a miss! Two strikeouts in a row.
Yeah, they are just having a hard time connecting with Katie's pitch right now, and McDonald's just got to keep going with it. Katie's pitching fantastic.
Third baseman, Kelsey Giese.
Kelsey Giese, the freshman, as we mentioned, is on deck. She comes up to bat now, the third baseman, number 8, 455 hitter. Bats from the right. Ruff deals inside.
That one was close.
One and oh the count. Two away. A swing and a miss. Big cut there from Giese.
Yeah, that one on the outside corner again. But like I said, if he's going to give you that much outside, just keep hammering.
Ruff ready to work again. The 1-1. Swing and a miss again. One ball, two strikes.
The freshman here is probably a little bit nervous. She's kind of swinging at pitches that are a little bit outside the zone.
Now the 1-2 pitch from Katie Ruff. It's popped up. That's going to be shallow center field, and it's down for a base hit. And so the first hit allowed of the night for Katie Ruff, and the first base runner aboard as well, as Kelsey Giese, the freshman, stands in there well and gets a knock off of Katie Ruff, and that will bring up first baseman Amelia Martini. She wears number 18. And she was subbed in for the pitcher Peyton Mansell. That's from the right. And she will immediately foul one up out of play and out of Goodman Softball Complex.
Yeah, and as these Pacelli hitters get through the lineup more, and if they start hitting off of Katie, she'll just have to be aware of that and change up her pitches just a little bit.
And McDonald had that shift on last batter, now a little bit more traditional infield lineup.
Yeah.
Runner on first. Martini swing and a miss. 0-2.
Yeah, Coach Beyer likes to pull that switch there for left-handed batters.
No balls and one strike. Katie Ruff comes home, and oh, she wanted that outside edge.
Yeah, she did.
And the umpire didn't give it to her that time. 1-2, the count. Katie Ruff, and it's fouled up along the third base side. 1-2 for Katie Ruff. The two away. And Amelia Martini.
This is what I love about Katie. There's a little bit of pause in the game, and she's just waiting on the mound.
1-2 pitch. It's swatted deep along the third baseline and well foul. And runner on first, two away. Amelia Martini, the freshman first baseman, plugged into this game very early. She stands 5'7", bats right, throws right. Jan Molsky subbed out her sophomore pitcher after just four outs. The 1-2 and inside.
Yeah, that's a good block by Morgan there to not allow the runner from first to go to second.
2-2 the count with two away here in the second inning. Bottom of the second, McDonald leading 5-0 at Goodman. Oh, she catches the edge. She didn't quick snap throw to Dorn from Morgan Wirtz. The count has been worked full here.
Yeah.
Emily Martini.
The Pacelli player on first is getting a little bit too big of a lead for Morgan, so she just wanted to keep her in check there.
Payoff pitch at 3-2, and that is swatted deep into left field. A long run, and it's going to hit the wall there. Kendall Heffner chasing it down, but a run is coming home. And Pacelli is on the board with a double from Amelia Martini, the freshman.
Yeah, that was good solid contact from the freshman. And this is where the bigger field comes into play. Kendall's not used to having to drop back that far, and she's not quite sure where the wall is, so it just had her mixed up a little bit.
So Martini does some damage. That is the first run allowed in a very long time after three straight shutouts for Katie Ruff, so she'll have to settle back in here. Her team leading 5-1, and a swing and a miss on Ava Tess, the sophomore second baseman, and number 20 bats from the right.
Yeah, if you're McDonald, you can't let that one hit change your mindset or your focus.
The 0-1 pitch, driven along the right
side.
Just foul, as you mentioned, off the first baseline. So 0-2, Katie Ruff a strike away from getting out of this inning without any further damage done. Again, this is a Pacelli lineup. We mentioned 47-2 they've outscored opponents here in the playoffs. And so you have to figure eventually their bats are going to start coming to life, but if you can hold them down and keep yours hot.
Yeah, for sure.
The 0-2 pitch couldn't quite catch the inside edge of the plate.
Yeah, that was really close. I thought that was going to be called a strike.
Andy Ruff ready to work again with a runner on second, one run in here in the second inning. Fouled straight back for Ava Tess. This lineup about to turnover. Lane Ilka, the senior center fielder, is on deck. She bats in the 9 spot. Fifth player sent to the plate here for Pacelli in the second. The 1-2 from Katie Ruff. And that one is driven out to right field. Long run and foul. As
yeah,
Kylie Jensen was tracking it.
For Kylie, that's a really hard ball. She's running really hard to get there. So you either go all out and try and catch that ball, or you play it safe and let it go foul. In that case, she just played it safe and let it go foul.
A smart play there by the junior. So 1-2, we'll do it again. Katie Ruff deals, and it's swatted right to Aubrey Dorn. She will tap first base, and one run comes in. The 3 outs on the scoreboard. We'll head to the third. McDonald leading 5-1, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Prevea, we do things differently, because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max State Softball here on WOGO Radio. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. We played two complete. It's 5-1 McDonald, and now we'll see how McDonald responds after Pacelli plates a run.
Yeah, if you're McDonald, you want to come out strong here. You've seen the pitcher, the full lineup hasn't seen her, but you know, you've seen how she pitches before, and if they can get a couple of hits off her and get their momentum back.
Josie Witkowski comes back to the plate for the Lady Max. She had a base on balls and scored a run in that first inning where they had 4 runs. Trzezinski deals inside on the first pitch.
The scoreboard isn't quite caught up.
Yeah,
yet,
I think they're behind by a pitch there, too.
I think it's 1-1. Or no, 2-0. I thought she's seen 2 pitches already.
I believe she missed the first two.
One batting glove only on the bottom hand. There's a
Trzezinski. Here's some more. Witkowski, and Witkowski dribbles one right to Avon Tess, the 4-3 put out.
Yeah, she got that a little bit on the handle, but, you know, this it's a good sign for McDonald that all these players are making contact.
Aubrey Dorn.
Now Aubrey Dorn comes back up for McDonald. Dorn in the first inning struck out. A swing and a miss for Aubrey.
Yeah, that was a strong cut from Aubrey.
One away here in the top of the third. Deanna Trzezinski, the junior, ahead 0-1 in the count. Got it right back to Trzezinski. A quick glove from Dorn, and Trzezinski fires the first. The 1-3 put out.
That was a really solid contact by Aubrey, and you know, the pitcher just has really good reflexes and just got that ball.
Now Katie Ruff will try to help her cause with two away. Had a sack fly. An RBI in the first. Anna Trzezinski's been impressive coming in to this game. And she will deal wide.
Yeah,
nope, they caught the edge.
This ump is a little bit.
I keep saying I'm not going to call it before he singles. 0-1 the count with two away. 5-1 McDonald. Katie Ruff dribbles one to third. It's gloved and thrown there from Giese to Martini. And McDonald goes down in sequence here in the top of the third. 5-1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential 4K and kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the 4K and kindergarten referral program at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Bottom of the third here from Goodman Diamond in Madison. WIAA Division 5 state softball. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you in Madison. Dawson Halverson back in Chippewa Falls. The Wogo Studios. Katie Ruff misses on the first pitch. Leadoff batter for Pacelli here in their half of the third is Lane Ilka, the senior, number 10, the center fielder. She bats in the 9 spot, and then this lineup will turn over.
Yeah, for McDonald, you have to take it as a win. That has taken 3 innings for them to finish their batting order.
Pop up to shallow center, and it's going to get down right in front of Becca Beyer. That's too long a run for the infield and the outfield.
That ball is really hard. It's right on the edge of the infield and the outfield. And with this field being a little bit bigger, a little bit longer, Becca's playing a little farther back than usual.
So Lane Ilka, the senior, is on base, and now Katie Ilka, the sophomore, comes back up. She struck out as the leadoff hitter in the first inning. Katie Ruff gets a swinging strike and a quick snap throw from Morgan Wirtz to Aubrey Dorn at first.
Yeah, that was a pretty big leadoff there. I wasn't quite sure if she's going to try and delay steal maybe.
5-1 McDonald. The 0-1 pitch here from Katie Ruff. High, ball one. McDonald scored 4 runs in the top of the first, 1 in the top of the second, didn't score in the top of the third. 1 run so far for Pacelli last inning. A foul over the back of home plate and coming to the scorer's box and dribbling back down to the net to Morgan Wirtz. 1-2 the count with a runner on first, no one out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Katie Ilka, 453 batting average on the season. Scored 42 runs as well as the leadoff hitter for Pacelli. High is Katie Ruff on the fifth pitch of this at-bat, and 2-2 the count.
Yeah, Katie's just trying to see if she can get this leadoff to go get something out of the zone. There it is.
Swing and a miss. And the strikeout victim count continues. That is number 5 issued by Katie Ruff. And that is the second strikeout for Katie Ilka. Cindy Gavin, we expected to bat from the right, but batted from the left last time. She will as well. Katie Ruff quickly ready to work. There's a fly ball along the third baseline. Long run for Kendall Heffler. And she will watch it hit the grass.
These outfielders have their work cut out for them tonight. This is a long way to run.
So one away, runner on first, the leadoff batter, Lane Ilka. Cindy Gavin. It's Katie Ruff, and Ruff whistles one in but misses.
And
nope, they got it. I don't even know.
Yeah. And you actually don't see the shift from McDonald this time for this left-handed batter.
The 0-2 pitch from Ruff. And I'm going to wait. That one looked wide, and that one was wide. 1-2.
Let's see.
One away and a runner on first. Ruff hits the dirt.
Great
a throw to second
out.
And out. Oh, no, goodness. Called safe as works through to Brezina covering second.
Yeah, Josie had the ball. Josie had the ball and just didn't swipe quite fast enough. But the Bocelli runner, that's kind of bad base running on her part. She did not slide. She got up there and just, I don't know, took a chance, I guess.
Bang, bang play. I thought maybe they got her, but an outside pitch from Ruff with a runner in scoring position on second. Now the count has been worked to 3-2 for Sydney Gavin, who popped out to Josie Witkowski in the first inning. The payoff pitch, and that one is swatted to Kendall Heffler. Playable. She will glove it along the third base line and hold the runner at second.
Yeah, that's the first real playable ball that Kendall's gotten, and you can see she kind of hesitated, so a little bit of nerves, but she made the catch. That's all that counts.
Hannah Trzynski.
Now Hannah Trzynski, the junior first baseman, struck out in the first inning. She has really been strong as she swings and misses on the first offering from Katie Ruff. She has really been strong in the circle and has helped bring momentum back a little bit in Pacelli's favor here.
Yeah, she's working hard out there, and what I've been impressed with is the amount of first pitch strikes.
Ruff goes low on pitch number 2. So 1-1 the count with 2 away and a runner on second. McDonald still leading 5-1. This is the bottom of the third inning. We've got a fly ball along the third baseline. Playable for Dorn. She squeezes, and the inning is done with a 0 on the scoreboard after 3 complete here from Madison. It's McDonald 5, Pacelli 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Good to have you with us on a night that's cooling a little bit here in Madison, but still a beautiful night for softball. WIA Division 5 state tournament, a semifinal. McDonald leads Stevens Point Pacelli 5-1.
There's that outside pitch again. That pitch is so outside. Ugh.
I mean, we'll say that again, the umpire has been.
At least he's been consistent. Pretty consistent, yeah.
Caroline and Kugel. 0-1 and a swing and a miss.
Yeah, that pitch, it was a little bit low, but, you know, it's on that outside corner, and with the way he's calling it, McDonald's got to be aggressive and go get it.
Kira, the sophomore, struck out in the first.
fourth.
And behind 0-2 in the count and wide. That one looked clearly wide, but you're just not sure when it goes to that far side of the plate. Langenkugel bats from the right, as we mentioned, a 291 hitter. Some good plate discipline here is needed against Trzynski. 1-2 and a swing and a miss, and she got a tip.
Yep.
Got a tip on that. And Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Dawson Halverson working a long day back at the WWIB and WOGO studios in Halley. Appreciate him hanging with us late at night as this game started quite a bit later than expected. The 1-2 from Trzynski, and she will one-hop that to her catcher, Ilka.
Yeah.
2-2.
This is a great at-bat by Kiara. She's taking her time. She's falling off pitches that she doesn't necessarily want to hit.
Now Trzynski with two balls and two strikes. Trzynski whirls and deals and swatted to center field.
That's
is it
going to
get
hit
over the head? And Will is going to hit the A, and Badger's on the wall. Carolina Kugel is rounding second. She's headed for third. The throw there is.
Dang.
Kiara tried to stretch that into a triple, and a good throw, and the relay caught her.
Yeah, that was a great relay by Pacelli. And, you know, from our view, it almost looked like she snuck around that tag, but, yeah, she was out. That's right. It's still good news for McDonald that they're making such solid contact on this pitcher.
And, again, you just want to prove to yourself and to the pitcher that you can get to her. Standing in will be Keegan Winger, the freshman.
That one looked a little bit high to me, like above the letters.
0-1 the count, though, as Keegan in the second inning flew out to right field. 0-1 the count with one away. Keegan's going to swat one over the shortstop's head, and Winger will stand at first. She'll take a big turn and then come back. So Keegan gets a knock here in the fourth inning.
Like I said, for a freshman, she's playing so great. Like, she impresses me so much.
And now that will send Abby Brezina to the plate. She worked a walk and scored a run in the second inning. Now with one away, facing Trzynski, the junior second baseman, Brezina. See what damage she can cause as she takes the pitch inside.
Keegan is really fast as well, and she's getting that big lead over there at first. I'll be interested to see if the pitcher throws down.
1-0 pitch upcoming here from Hannah Trzynski, the junior. Abby Brezina, fellow junior, at the plate. And she'll take one inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Ilka, and rounding second and saying, I'm not going to try to take third, will be Keegan Winger. So Keegan advances to second on the passed ball.
Yeah, any free passes that McDonald can get is just even better for them.
Come on, Breezer!
And Abby's doing Abby Brezina things. She's worth the count to 2-0 already.
The 2-0 pitch. It gets right by the pitcher. The throw to first is just in time. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh. That was so, so close.
Ava Tess
Rick Ruff is actually going to ask home plate. Oh.
And home plate will confirm.
Yeah. But that's great at Abby. She moved Keegan to third. So now we got top of the lineup here with Kendall and a runner on base.
So 4-3 on the ground out. Again, it went right by Trzynski, who has great reaction time we've seen. And Ava Tess was able to make that throw just in time. Kendall Heffler with two away, but a runner on third. Back out against Trzynski. And Heffler will take a strike.
Outside pitch.
Heffler is 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. The 0-1 pitch here from Hannah Trzynski. Heffler takes one low and in the dirt.
Yeah, and I will say, like, over the season, Kendall has gotten a lot better at having longer at-bats. She used to be really excited to hit that first or second pitch, but now she's being more patient and getting further in the count.
One ball and one strike and a runner on third for McDonald, leading 5-1. Kendall Heffler's going to pop one up to second base. That is gloved, and the inning ends with no scoring for McDonald. They still lead 5-1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, two close plays for McDonald at third and then at first. Recorded as outs for Pacelli, and so a zero on the scoreboard for the Lady Max in the second straight inning. We're now in the bottom of the fourth. McDonald with a 5-1 lead over Stevens Point. Pacelli as Katie Ruff with the ball against Kaylin Yenter. She's the batting average leader for this Cardinals team, but did strike out in the second inning here in the bottom of the fourth. Yenter quickly ahead in the count 2-0. Ruff misses on the third straight pitch here, and so Yenter, the sophomore, may get something to hit. We'll see.
Yeah, this is where Katie's just got to take a deep breath here and throw a strike.
Ruff deals high, and a four-pitch walk issued to Kaylin Yenter.
Yeah, and Morgan's going to call time here. Just go talk to Katie. Calm her down. Take a little pause.
Yeah, Ruff has five strikeouts through three innings.
And it's really funny. I've talked with Morgan before, and Morgan says when she goes out there, they don't really talk about softball ever. It's like a random question to get Katie out of her head. Like, what's your favorite ice cream? What's your favorite song right now? Like, just little stuff like that.
So Caden Nelson back in, the freshman DP, number 14, struck out in the second inning. She has a runner on first with no one gone. Bats from the left. She'll show bunt. The throw to second on the steal attempt, and she's safe. Oh, my goodness. That's the second time. A great throw from Morgan Wirtz, but Josie, yeah, I thought, had the tag down, and they say no.
Yeah, Josie was there with the ball. She just, again, tagged a little bit late, and she did. She knows it, too. She was like, Mo, that's mine. My bad.
So Kaylin Yenter steals second. No one out.
Oh.
Now gloved on the throw to first.
Wow, that was great reflexes by Katie right there. That ball was hot.
1-3 put out as it was slapped right back to the pitcher and one away now, but a runner on third is Kaylin Yenter as Nelson grounds out. And Geese, who had the first hit of the game against Katie Ruff, is back out there. The freshman third baseman. She'll bat from the right. Ball one from Katie Ruff. 5-1 McDonald.
Yeah, Katie's got to get back to throwing that first pitch strike.
A long fly ball's going to send Becca
Beyer
back to the wall. She makes the catch, but tagging and scoring is Kaylin Yenter, and it's a 5-2 ball game.
Yeah, they did score that run, but that is a great catch by Becca. If she didn't catch that, that's easily a double or a triple.
And she was backpedaling.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, almost to the warning track, so that was a really deep ball.
Amelia Martini, who had a double her first time up, is going to foul one straight back and up to the press box.
And there Katie goes again with her first pitch strike. She's always way better off getting ahead in the count like this.
Pacelli trying to creep back into this one, but McDonald can minimize damage with an out here. No one on, two away, one run in here in the bottom of the fourth. And another foul as a pop-up behind home plate on the left side. Quickly ahead in the count here. Amelia Martini is Katie Ruff. Two strikes.
Yeah, let's see if we see the signature rise ball that Katie throws.
0-2 count. Again, Martini subbed in for Peyton Mansell. Now she's playing first. The freshman got a loud double in the second inning. The 0-2 and a swing and a miss. Strike. strikeout number six and a big fist bump from Katie Ruff. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds after four completes. It's McDonald 5, Pacelli 2.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Welcome back to State Softball here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Four innings in the book so far. McDonald leading 5-2 as Becca Beyer, who just made a fantastic catch, April in center field, will stride to the plate for her third at-bat of the evening.
Yeah, and this is their third time through the lineup, the second time seeing this pitcher, so I would expect McDonald to get some hits this inning.
And Beyer, the leadoff batter, she'll take a second ball.
Yeah, and when you get up early in the count like this, you can really pick and choose what pitches you want.
Becca had a single, a steal, a run scored in the first, then flew out to left field in the second. The 2-0 pitch, and Beyer will let it go. And quickly ahead in the count, 3-0. And when you're a hitter like Becca Beyer hitting 446, you've got a 3-0 count. You're kind of licking your chops here. But do you give her a chance on a 3-0 count? Do you hold off?
Oh, it's so hard to say. You know, if they were still ahead 5-0, I'd give it a green light. I'd say, yeah, go ahead. But now that Pacelli's starting to inch back a little bit, I'd maybe let her take a ball.
Morgan Wirtz on deck. The 3-0 offering is in there for a strike.
Yeah, now that she has one strike, now you give her the green light and you tell her to go get one.
All right, the left-handed batter, lone lefty in this McDonald lineup. Three balls and one strike. The offering from Trzynski looked like she missed, and she did. Take your base, Becca.
Yeah, that one.
For the second time tonight, Becca Beyer.
That one was closer than I thought.
Morgan Wirtz had a two RBI triple in the first and a ground out 2 seconds in the second inning. She's back up here in the fourth with no one out and Becca Beyer on first base. McDonald leading 5-2. Trzynski throws one in there for a strike on pitch one.
Yeah, Morgan's notorious for taking that first pitch strike unless it's like 100% her money ball she wants.
It's tomorrow somewhere. Nothing in one. Trzynski whirls and deals on pitch two. Ooh. And also got a strike there. And again, it's that outside edge.
Yeah, that outside edge. He just really likes that. And that one wasn't just outside. It was high.
So quickly ahead in the count, Hannah Trzynski, the junior. 0-2. Slightly open stance for Morgan Wirtz here. And missing on the pitch.
Boy. That was a close one.
I thought that might be a called strike three.
Me too.
And that looked like it was right down the middle, but 1-2. We'll take it as Morgan Wirtz stands back in with Becca Beyer on first base. And no one out inside on the pitch this time. That one was pretty clear. And 2-2, Morgan Wirtz working her way, fighting back in this at-bat.
Yeah, she's getting deep in her at-bat here. And like I said, she only has two strikeouts on the whole year, so she's a tough out.
The 2-2 pitch. Morgan Wirtz will foul it along the first baseline and continuing to battle here. As Becca Beyer will relace her cleats at first base. It's the top of the fifth inning here at Goodman Diamonds in Madison. Home of the Wisconsin Badgers, Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. McDonald leading 5-2 over Pacelli, trying to pull off a 4-1 upset.
Ooh.
Little shallow pop-up
Yeah, it looks like a change. Maybe a changeup that came in, and Morgan just got it off the handle.
So a line out to Ava Tess, who's been kind of busy there at second for the first out of the inning. Rebecca Beyer still aboard, as Josie Witkowski, who grounded out to Tess last time up, will show bunt. Let's pull it back. And the steal attempt by Becca. She slides in and safe. So Becca Beyer.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's the right or the wrong way, but I find it really interesting. The McDonald players, they always slide head first in the second, where traditionally you see feet first.
Maybe it's because they know they have a great trainer in Lynn this season. In the first inning, grounded out to second in the third. A 1-0 count inside. Okay.
So Morgan had the exact same pitch last at-bat, and it was called a ball, but this one he called a strike.
Scoreboard's behind a little bit. It's 2-1 the count. I really thought that was well inside.
Yeah.
Maybe it's late and we're all just tired. The 2-1 pitch, and...
Oh, boy.
That is a called strike, too.
Yeah, that ball, I don't know if they need to repaint that chalk line on the left side, but that ball is almost in the left-handed batter's box.
Well, 2-2 the count with a runner on second and one away for Josie Witkowski. And Witkowski's going to pop one to shallow right field. It gets down. Witkowski's going to take first and move Beyer on to third. Runners at the corners with one away.
Yeah, that's a great little hit for Josie into the outfield. Get to move Becca around. And you have Aubrey coming up, which is one of your hottest hitters in the postseason.
And you know Aubrey Dorn's hungry here, as she's struck out and then slapped one right back to the pitcher in a great reaction by Trzezinski last time up. Otherwise, Aubrey probably would have had a single. So now with runners on first and third, Dorn stands in. Showing bunt, pulls it back, and taking second will be Josie Witkowski.
Yeah, Aubrey's due here. She has been right on the money with all the pitchers, and she's hungry for a hit.
5-2 McDonald for the top of the fifth. Runners at second and third, one away, and a high pop-up along the third baseline. That was one of the highest trajectory pop-ups we've seen, as Aubrey Dorn took a big cut there.
Yeah, she was excited about that one. She was out front early and had a really hard swing.
So 0-2 the count. Trying to fight back here against Trzezinski. Aubrey Dorn, her second time facing the replacement pitcher. 0-2 pitch, and Dorn will foul one right in front of the plate.
Yeah,
stay alive in this at bat.
That's an outside pitch that has been called a strike, and Aubrey was just aggressive and fouled it off.
So Becca Beyer, base on balls, a steal, and now she's advanced to third off the single from Witkowski, who took second. Aubrey Dorn, swing and a miss, and striking out for the second time tonight, Aubrey Dorn, as Trzezinski, a big second out of the inning. That'll send up Katie Ruff, the junior pitcher number 20. We say helps her cause a lot when Ruff comes up. But again, with runners at second and third, and you haven't scored for a couple innings, this could be a big at-bat in this game.
For sure, and all it's going to take is just a base hit.
Katie Ruff is going to swat it. It goes through the shortstop's legs. Runner safe at first and third, and into scores Becca Beyer. And sometimes you just need to get that good hop.
Yeah, it's the hop, and it looks like the shortstop was a little bit nervous or preoccupied with the runners running in front of her. So it just got her to make an error.
So Katie Ruff reaches on the error and scoring as Becca Beyer to make it 6-2, and Witkowski at third, and Caroline and Kugel, who almost had that triple last time, was tagged out at third, comes up showing bunt, then pulls it back, and taking second.
Olivia Wolf's in to run for Wolf. Katie.
So Wolf at second, the courtesy runner, the sophomore number 13. You'd love to see Kiara get a knock here with runners at second and third. McDonald's plated one, leading 6-2. Trzezinski, the 1-0 pitch, and laying off that time was Kiara Leinenkugel.
Yeah.
2-0, good eye.
I find it kind of funny. The Pacelli outfielders are playing actually a little bit in from what they usually do, and Kiara hit it over the center fielder's head last time. So
let's do it again, Kiara, and clear the bases. She's going to swat one to third. It gets by the third baseman. Run, the run, throw run, to run. First. One. And in time, a great stretch by the first baseman, Amelia Martini. But McDonald gets a run in. Oh no. She came off the base.
Oh, yes.
The appeal to home plate. And now let's see.
Yeah, Rick Ruff asked for an appeal to the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire called her safe, so runners will go.
So Amelia Martini basically did the splits to haul that one in. A dart of a throw from Kelsey Giese, but the appeal to home. And so McDonald's going to have Kira Leinenkugel safe at first.
And Josie Wachowski will score on that, and Olivia Wolf is going to move to third. So we have a first and third situation here.
Wow, that is a big call in this game. And considering that the two close calls in the last inning went Pacelli's way, McDonald gets one here.
Yeah.
So again, Olivia Wolf is now at third. Josie Witkowski scored, and that is, we're going to call it an infield single for Kira Leinenkugel. I don't think you would.
No, yeah, I would call it a single.
Again, that would have been an amazing throw at top
play. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now Kira Leinenkugel is going to advance to second, and McDonald has runners on second and third with Keegan Winger, the freshman, who had a single in the fourth inning, back up there.
And this is the advantage of having three umps here instead of the normal two.
A pop up, and Trzynski calling everyone away. She will squeeze and glove, but the damage done. McDonald plates two in the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning with a five-run lead for the Lady Macs. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals and small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Welcome back to Lady Mac State Softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. It's past 11 o'clock here at Goodman Diamond in Madison, capping off a great day of softball. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Stevens Point, Pacelli, the number one seed against your number four seed, McDonald Central Lady Macs. And before I can even finish my preamble, Katie Ruff is already in there with the first pitch of the inning. She does not wait around. Misses on that first pitch. It's 1-0.
Yeah, she gets to work fast. She is always waiting at that mound.
Swinging strike, too. And now just going back again to the way that last inning ended, you mentioned, again, three umpires here and how that led to that call.
Yeah, having three umpires usually
fouled off along the first baseline.
Usually the home plate umpire, he has to help out his other umpire, and he has to watch for a lot more. But in this case, he doesn't have to watch for as much, so he can really pay attention to that play at first base.
Ava Tess, a 1-2 pitch from Ruff is high. 2-2 the count. Tess is a 317 batter. But again, that's a huge moment in this game. Carolina Kugel, the infield single, just barely beats it out as the first baseman comes off the base. There's a little shallow pop-up. That's going to be a long run, and it gets off the glove of Kylie Jensen in right, rounding second and heading to third, and sliding into third with a triple is Ava Tess, the sophomore, and Pacelli in business here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, it almost kind of looked like Kylie doubted herself that she was going to get there, but she would have got there in plenty of time. She almost overran the ball.
So Lane Ilka, the center fielder, the senior, will come in with a runner in scoring position and no one out. And Pacelli will try to answer McDonald's offense from the top half of this inning. Inside on the first pitch is Katie Ruff.
Yeah, and for McDonald, you can't let that shift the momentum. You got to just focus on getting three outs here and going to the next inning.
Katie Ruff has faced Ilka one time so far, and she's in pass ball, and that is going to score the run from third. So Ava Tess, a triple, and then the pitch gets away from Ruff and Wirtz, and it is 7-3, McDonald. Just want to keep Pacelli at arm's length with the power in their bats and this lineup about to turn over.
Yeah, and you see Katie Ruff there. She stood at the back of the circle there. She took some deep breaths. She knows she needs to settle down and get back into her rhythm.
Low and in the dirt. Now the 2-0 pitch, and this one is whistled in there for a strike, 2-1. So Katie settling back in here against Lane Ilka.
Yeah, and I mean, playing Pacelli, you know that they're going to come through at some point with some hits. It's just McDonald's got to control it.
Ilka's 2-for-2 against Katie Ruff as she drops one right in front of Becca Beyer. So McDonald leads 7-3, no one out here in the bottom of this fifth inning. Katie Ilka, the leadoff batter, the catcher.
That is because
she popped it up, and Aubrey Dorn
double play.
To first, and a double play for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn coming in to catch the pop-up punt, and then throws to Abby Brezina covering first. What a play!
Yeah, that was a great play, and Abby Brezina is kind of limping right now. It looks like she may have got cleated on her leg right there when that runner tried to get back to first.
Again, I put my head down for a second when that pitch came in, but was that a bunt attempt that just got popped up? And Aubrey Dorn charging in with that 6-foot-plus wingspan to make the catch and then having the heads-up awareness to whirl and throw to first. And Brezina, hopefully she's all right. Covering first, made a beautiful play there.
Yeah, the advantage of Aubrey, she's got that long wingspan, but she's also fast, so she can cover a lot of ground.
So the 3-4 double play there.
In this game, the momentum can change so fast, like just like that.
That's what you love about softball.
For sure.
A 1-0 pitch, and Katie Ruff in there for a strike. Two away. A little bit outside is Katie Ruff. And one run in here for Pacelli, but now McDonald a chance to really minimize damage in this inning if they can get the final out here. The 2-1 pitch from Katie Ruff, and that's going to get away from Morgan Wirtz. As, again, just a little bit low and in the dirt from Katie, and she's got to just settle in a little here.
Yeah, she's a little bit off her rhythm right now, and it just could be as getting late in the game. I mean, it's late at night, so.
I mean, you waited around for a long time. It's a walk issued here to Sydney Gavin, the senior, and so she's aboard with two outs.
Yeah, and Pacelli's going to get hits. They're going to get on base. It's just McDonald's got to try and eliminate the damage here, and so far they've done a good job.
The first pitch to Hannah Trzynski, fellow pitcher, and she's going to drive one deep to left. Under it is Heffler to grab it at the wall, right at that wall, and the inning.
Yeah, she's right at the wall.
We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. One in for Pacelli. McDonald leads 7-3. We'll come back at it in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac State Softball.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Wow, After five innings complete here at Goodman Diamond in Madison, it's McDonald 7 and Pacelli 3. Max back up.
For McDonald.
Here in their half of the inning.
Yeah, Abby Brezina is going to start us off.
Pitch from Trzezinski. Brezina is going to swat it to shallow center, playable and gloved there by Lane Ilka. First out of the inning. Solid contact there from Brezina, but one away.
Yeah, I don't know if Brezina twisted her ankle there coming out of the box or if that's still left over from the previous inning here, but she's got a little bit of a limp, so hopefully she can pull through.
Lineup flips back to Kendall Heffler. She's 2 for 3. Two singles, stolen base, and a run scored. And checking her swing that time was Kendall Heffler. The home plate umpire will check with first base. He'll say she didn't go, so.
Yeah, Kendall really wanted that one, but just held back just enough.
Heffler's going to drive one right past second into center field. And aboard for the third time in four tries tonight, Kendall Heffler, another single for the McDonald leadoff batter. Now we'll bring up Becca Beyer. Becca singled in the first, stole a base, and scored a fly out to left in the second inning. And then a base on balls, a steal, and a run scored in the fifth inning. McDonald leading 7-3. Beyer shows bunt. Kendall Heffler dives in head first and is safe at second. And she has not been caught yet. That one was close.
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of baffling to me that she slides in head first. But you know what? She hasn't been caught, so whatever works.
Number 31.
This is going to bring up an 0-1 pitch.
Nothing in one on Beyer.
Rebecca Beyer. The lefty,
and
she's going to swat right one off a pole on the third baseline. 7-3 our score in the top of the sixth inning. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo Studios in Halley. McDonald leads number one Pacelli, 7-3. Beyer's going to dribble one to third. The throw to first. Beyer can't beat it out, but trying to come home and now caught in a pickle is Kendall Heffler. Heffler is diving toward third, and she is out and doubling up there to end the inning.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what Kendall was doing on that. The ball wasn't away from the catcher, and she just checked like she was going to steal home.
Mistake by McDonald. Puts a zero on the scoreboard. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Looks like Anna Hazelton is going to take over for Abby Brezina at second base, so that injury must be getting the best of her.
Again, coming up here after the double play ends the inning. So both teams trading double plays in the last couple innings. McDonald leads 7-3. Nine hits for McDonald. Four for Pacelli. One error charged to each team.
Yeah, it's just a rare thing for Kendall to have a base running error like that. I wonder what she saw that we didn't see.
And again, an aggressive move toward home for Kendall, and we've seen some strong infield play for Pacelli, strong defensive play, and that time they caught Kendall in a pickle after a hard hit ground ball. Rebecca Beyer was out number two, and then the third out is Heffler, so McDonald not able to get a run in. Katie Ruff will try to settle in here after allowing a run in each of the last two innings, but still with a four-run lead here and six outs to go.
Yeah, this is where
swing and a miss.
This is where McDonald really needs to dig deep here and finish out this game.
McDonald leading 7-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Going to pop up along the third baseline, playable, and gets out of the grasp of Keegan Winger. That one was high up into the lights.
Yeah, it was really high, and these girls aren't used to playing under the lights, so, I mean, if it hits it just right, it's kind of blinding.
7-3 McDonald. 1-2 the count here on Kaylin Yenter. Trying to catch the outside edge. Missing there. Two balls, two strikes. Katie Ruff has struck out six. And she misses to make the count 3-2. Trying to go inside on Yenter. In the bottom of the sixth. In a four-run game, Shelley would love to get closer here. McDonald trying to deny that. A long line drive, foul along the third baseline.
Yeah, it's going to be the end of the game. Katie's starting to throw a few more balls than she usually does, and she just got to be careful not to leave that ball over the plate as much.
No one out. The 3-2 pitch. That one is driven deep to left field. Long run, but Kendall Heffler squeezes it right in front of the wall and one away. That was a loud out for Kaylin Yenter, but one away.
Yeah, that's a great out for McDonald, and that's a great hustle by Kendall to get over there.
Designated player.
There's been a lot of long balls in this game.
There have been.
Nelson, 0-2.
0-1 is driving one in for a strike. Katie Ruff. A swing and a miss for Caden Nelson. Nelson struck out in the second, a ground out right back to Ruff in the fourth.
Yeah, and Katie's getting right back to work.
Missing wide. Katie Ruff there. Again, one away here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Nelson, the leading RBI hitter for the Cardinals with 56 for the freshman year.
Hi, Katie!
Ruff, the 1-2 pitch. Ah, she's not going to get that call.
Yeah, that's her rise ball. She loves to throw, but that one started a little bit high and just ended even higher. So, but she's just, it'd be nice to see her come back with it again, maybe.
Two balls, two strikes, and a foul tip, and maybe off the lead or the toe a little bit here for the freshman, Caden Nelson.
Yeah, those foul balls that you get off your shin or off the knee, they are painful.
Two balls, two strikes with one away here in the bottom of the sixth. Wide and outside for Katie Ruff. Brings it to another full count. Shelly batters made Katie Ruff work. The payoff pitch and fouled straight back in front of us at about 5 feet higher than our faces.
Yeah, I'm thankful for this net. And no matter if it's a fence or a net, I always flinch every single time.
Me too. Three balls and two strikes. No one on, one away. Katie Ruff, the payoff pitch, and that one is fouled high above the fan section along third base. And out of the stadium here. Patient at bat from Caden Nelson, who's going to emerge the victor here. There's a fly ball hit deep to left field, but making the second out of the inning is Kendall Heffler. She's telling her pitcher, I got your back out here in left.
Yeah, she's got a lot of action out there in left field.
So Nelson goes down after Yenter, and that brings up Kelsey Giese, the freshman third baseman. And a single and a run scored in the second. And a fly out to Becca Beyer in second. Or excuse me, in center last time out. And that was the one where Becca Beyer was backpedaling and maybe stumbling a bit and took one right back near the wall. And we said if she didn't make that catch, that would have been a lot of damage done.
Yeah, for sure.
2-0 the count as Ruff misses inside on the second pitch. Easy steps back in, the right-handed batter. The 2-0 pitch from Katie Ruff, and that was going to be hit to center again. Long run for Becca Beyer. She makes the grab and ends the inning. 1-2-3. Go down the Bocelli Cardinals. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball heading to the seventh on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential 4K and kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the 4K and kindergarten referral program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We head to the seventh here at Goodman Diamond in Madison, Wisconsin. Caleb Swenson and April Newton with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, Wogo.com. Dawson Halverson hanging out late at the Wogo home base in Hallie. McDonald leading 7-3 is Morgan Wirtz, the leadoff batter. We'll take a first pitch ball from Hannah Trzynski, who came in after only four outs in this game.
Yeah, and for McDonald to get any extra cushion runs that they can this inning, that's going to be what's hopefully going to seal their deal.
And Morgan stands in from the right side, and a pitch gets away from the catcher. But make it a two ball and no strike count. Nine hits for McDonald, four for Pacelli. McDonald's committed two errors.
One on the Cardinals. Oh, no, they do have two listed up there.
Well, I mean, the scoreboard hasn't always been reliable, yeah. So we'll see. It's showing two errors for McDonald and one for Pacelli. 3-0 the count as Morgan Wirtz has worked this into a hitter's count here. Trzynski comes home on the 3-0 pitch.
She got
and driven right by third. Morgan Wirtz is going to hustle to first, take a big turn there, and she is going to stand at first and probably get a courtesy runner.
Yeah.
Morgan Wirtz, a big knock to start the inning.
Morgan is going to run for herself because Annalee Hazelton is now at second base. So
came in for Abby Brezina.
Yep.
Again, we're certainly hoping that Abby's doing well, but again, after that play at first.
Wirtz will run for herself.
An amazing double play, but something went wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten cleated before, and I broke my hand, so, I mean, it's dangerous. It's the one thing about the metal cleats that not everyone agrees about. I mean, they cause a lot of damage, but stuff like that's going to happen.
Josie Witkowski, one for two tonight, has scored twice. Single, a stolen base. She'll try to lay down a bunt, and it'll bounce foul. A base on balls in the first inning and a run scored. Ground out in the third, but then that single, a steal, and ended up scoring in the fifth. And now with Morgan Wirtz at first base.
Yeah, and I'm actually really surprised that Morgan has a green light with three balls there on that at bat.
One ball and one strike. Trzynski, the junior.
Ooh.
Driven to short. Throw to first. The relay to
time
double play. .643 double play.
FCA camps are coming quick.
That was close at first.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Rick Ruff didn't challenge that because Josie looks safe to me.
So two away now.
First baseman Aubrey Dorn.
And Aubrey Dorn comes up, and Aubrey's struck out twice in a ground out. And she would love to do some damage here. So McDonald got a base runner aboard, but then doubled off. And so two away and a four-run lead for McDonald right now. They really want some insurance here heading into the bottom of the seventh against a dangerous Pacelli lineup. Trzynski comes home. It's knocked to short. Throw to first. Long stretch. And no! Safe at first as coming off the bag, the first baseman Mancini and Aubrey Dorn is aboard.
Yeah, that first baseman, she has amazing stretch, but she stretches almost too much, and that foot comes off the base.
So Aubrey Dorn will get an infield single, and Katie Ruff reached on an error last time up. With two away and a runner on first, comes aboard to face Trzezinski, and Trzezinski is high on the first pitch. And Wirtz led off the inning with a single. And then put out at second, and Witkowski doubled up in the 6-4-3 double play moments ago. Ruff lets an outside pitch whistle by.
Gosh.
Oh, goodness.
That ball.
I still haven't learned. It's the seventh inning. I haven't learned.
Well, it's just shocking. That catcher was almost diving for the ball. It was that outside.
One ball and one strike. The runner at first, Katie Ruff, is going to drive one to center, and it's dropped in center field. Aubrey Dorn comes around third, and she's going to hold at third. A wise move there, as it could have been a quick relay throw from Ava Tess to home. But Katie Ruff with a single to center. They may charge that as an error in E8, I would guess.
Yep, they did. They have two errors now on the board. And for Rick Meyer, that's a smart move. I mean, he already was aggressive once, and they had a great relay and got Kiar out. So to hold Aubrey there at third is a good move.
Olivia Wolf, the courtesy run at first. Kira Lyon and Kugel comes to the plate with a chance to give McDonald hopefully an insurance run here. And she's going to dribble one instead to third and the throw to first. And that will end the inning 5-3. McDonald doesn't score. They lead by 4, 7-3 as we head to the bottom of the seventh here in Madison. Don't go away. We're back in 60 seconds.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonnell High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Bottom of the seventh, McDonald leading 7-3, and Amelia Martini drives one to Kendall Heffler. It goes by the wall, and Martini's going to round first and head to second with a stand-up double to start the seventh inning, and that is exactly what Pacelli needed, and Martini her second double of the night.
Yeah, and for McDonald, it's just time to crack down, like, we just got to minimize damage here. We got to get three outs and three outs only.
Ava Tess had a triple and a run scored in the fifth inning. Now she's got a runner in scoring position. Her team trailing 7-3. Pacelli looking for a big comeback here. McDonald three outs away. Line drive along the first baseline, foul. And
yeah,
Ava Tess showed her pop in the bat last time up.
For sure, yeah. These Pacelli hitters, they are hitting the ball hard. And for Katie, she's got to know that. She's got to be really strategic with her pitches here.
Donna leads 7-3. No one out, runner at second. Open stance for Ava Tess. And inside and not getting the call, Katie Ruff, 1-1.
And she's ready to go to work right away. She was not happy about that call.
Katie Ruff whirls and deals, and foul line drive along the first base line. Aubrey Dorn took a gander at it, decided not to really reach for that one. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, these Pacelli hitters, they are hungry right now. Their backs up are against the wall, and they know they got to try and do something about it.
Come on, Katie!
One ball, two strikes. Katie Ruff whirls and deals. There's a pop-up to shallow right. It gets down in front of Kylie Jensen. The runner will move to third, and a single for Ava Tess puts two aboard for Pacelli. That'll bring up Lane Ilka, the senior, singled in the third and in the fifth.
Lane Ilka.
Or excuse me, in the fifth, she popped one up to Aubrey Dorn on a bunt attempt.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm mistaken, but I think Morgan just got the green light to throw that runner out if she steals.
The throw to second is the take of time. Yes, it is.
Oh, and the runner did not
throw her out.
The runner did not. I don't know what that runner is doing at third base.
She had a chance to go home and didn't, and so Morgan Wirtz has made some great throws that time, the one McDonald needed.
Oh, my God. That is a huge out for McDonald and the running error by Pacioli,
so
for sure.
Caught stealing. Now a pass ball on a run is going to score for Pacioli. There's Amelia Martini in to score. That makes it 7-4 with one away. There's Lane Ilka still up for the Cardinals. So a little give and take with both of these teams.
Oh, yeah.
Catch one stealing, give the base running error, but then McDonald giving a run right back. 7-4 lead. The slapper gets by third base.
Yep. Oh, get it in, Kendall.
Kendall Heffler bring it in, but now Lane Ilka aboard and the tying run on deck.
The catcher, Katie Ilka.
Katie Ilka, the leadoff hitter.
Yep, this is where McDonald needs to take a deep breath, calm down.
Ilka takes a first pitch ball. Ilka struck out in the first and the third, and she was doubled off in the fifth. McDonald two outs away, clinging to a 7-4 lead with a runner aboard. One run in so far here in the bottom of the seventh.
I gotta remind myself to take a deep breath here.
I know, me too. Katie Ilka, the sophomore. Swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Katie Ruff.
Yep, that's a great pitch.
Two balls and one strike. One out, runner on first is Ilka. The sophomore steps back in.
Ooh, that is a great pitch by Katie. Right on the inside corner there.
Catching the edge. 2-2. And Katie's going to step right back in. Katie against Katie. And
right,
pop
Josie.
To Josie Witkowski. Oh. She'll threaten the runner at first, but makes the out on the line out from Katie Ilka.
Yep.
And now holding the runner at first, McDonald is one out away.
Right fielder, Sydney Gavin.
Sydney Gavin steps up here for Pacioli. The senior left fielder, Katie Ruff, deals quickly and low, ball one.
Yeah, you can tell Katie's really determined right now. She's keeping her cool, she's taking her deep breaths, and she's just ready to work.
The 1-0 pitch.
Oh,
she
that's a great
catch the edge.
Pitch.
Yes, she can. And caught her looking that time, 1-1.
So that was a curve ball by Katie. It looked like it was going to be outside for this left-handed pitcher, and it curved right in for a strike.
1-1 pitch. One, a great save by Morgan Wirtz as she had to lean out quite a bit to stop that one. Two balls, one strike.
Yeah,
with
Morgan.
Two away.
Morgan's going to do everything she can behind that plate to stop the ball.
Katie Ruff deals and couldn't quite catch the outside edge that time. 3-1 the count. Runner on first. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. McDonald leading 7-4. The 3-1 pitch, and Katie Ruff is going to step out here. And I think they wanted a bump called.
Yeah,
Anna Molsky.
So Katie actually did step on the mound. She started her motion, and then she stepped off.
And the umpires are going to confer. And are we going to get a call here or no?
The only reason I don't think they're getting a call is because I don't think the home plate umpire was ready to go.
So all the umpires will confer. Again, we're at 3-1 right now. Keegan Winger coming over. The infield coming over, in fact, inside the circle. Just to chat with their junior pitcher, McDonald. And Morgan Wirtz is going to come out there as well, too, as the umpires will confer. There are two away. McDonald one out away, and they are going to call it a block and award first base to Cindy Gavin.
Yeah, as they should. Katie did. She was on the mound. She started her motion, so.
You got to get the call right. But now, with runners on first and second, the tying run comes to the plate, and that is Hannah Trzynski, the junior, who's shown a lot of power in her pitching and her bats. And Katie Ruff, pitcher against pitcher here, a chance to end the game. But Trzezinski certainly has shown with a fly out to left field and Kendall Heffer last time that she definitely has power in her bat, so you don't want to give her a chance to really sink her teeth into a swing here.
Yeah, and now Coach Rick Beyer is out talking, and I think he just wanted confirmation, maybe. I'm not sure. It could be playing games, too. You give this hitter an extra time to think about what she's got to do here and maybe throw her off.
Runners on first and seconds. And a first pitch ball missing inside Katie Ruff.
I thought she was going to get that in the strike.
Milk at second. High on the second pitch, 2-0 the count. Two away here, bottom of the seventh. McDonald leads 7-4, but two on for Pacelli and the tying run at the plate. That's Hannah Trzezinski, the junior, first baseman, now pitcher. And catching the outside edge for the first strike of this at-bat, Katie Ruff.
Yeah, Katie's got to dig deep here, and if she can get those strikes on the outside, just go for it, I say.
2-1. Ruff deals inside. 3-1.
Yeah, she can't afford to walk this hitter. She's got to pitch a strike.
The 3-1 pitch popped foul out of play along the first baseline. Now McDonald, one strike away. A full count here, 3-2 with two outs. The crowd rising to their feet. 20 minutes from midnight here at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Katie Ruff, the payoff pitch, and that's swatted to deep center field, and it hits the wall. One run is going to come in. A second run is going to come in, and the tying run is at second, and it's a 7-6 ball game. A huge hit from Hannah Trzezinski, a 2-RBI double.
Yeah,
now it's 7-6.
I actually thought Becca Beyer was going to track that one down.
And Kaylin Yenter, the leading hitter for Pacelli, is up to bat with a tying run at second base. McDonald's going to call a timeout here and all confer in the circle.
Yeah.
So Trzezinski has come up big for Pacelli. Again, she started out playing first base. Has pitched very well in this game and now comes up with a huge bases-clearing double to make this a one-run ball game. And it wouldn't be safe without some drama.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Waited all day for this game, and it's lived up to billing.
Yeah.
Now Hannah Trzezinski represents the tying run, and she is at second here in the bottom of the seventh. The winning run is at the plate with Kaylin Yenter. And again, that was down to the final strike for Pacelli as well. Open stance for Yenter, and an inside pitch for Katie Ruff. And the junior, again, all the work that she's put in.
Yeah, and I will say, when games are close like this, she's just, right now she needs to buckle down.
Trying to catch the outside edge and not getting the call. 2-0. Yenter quickly ahead in the count. The sophomore shortstop. Three runs in this inning for Pacelli. A high pop-up back along the first baseline and into the Pacelli fan section. That'll be the first strike of the at-bat. Two away. Runner on second in a one-run ball game. Kaylin Yenter struck out in the second, had a base on balls, a steal and a run scored in the fourth, and then flew out to left field in Kendall Heffler. Last time up. The 2-1 pitch. Is it in there for a strike? They're not going to give her the call.
Oh, no.
3-1. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
2 outs, 1-run game. 3-1 pitch from Katie Ruff. A swing and a miss. And now Pacelli down to their final strike again.
I'm taking deep breaths here. Oh, my gosh.
Can Katie Ruff send McDonald to a state championship game? Another payoff pitch. Full count. It's swatted into left field, rounding third and coming home. The throw will not be in time. We are in a tie ball game with a runner at second. 7-7. And now the winning run in scoring position for Pacelli. Four runs in the bottom of the seventh for Pacelli Cardinals. It's a 7-7 game. As McDonald jumped out to a 5-1 lead early on in this game. Now the Cardinals coming back with force. Katie Ruff misses on the first pitch, and taking third is going to be Yenter. And now any hits is going to win the game in walk-off fashion for the Pacelli Cardinals.
And I will say, this is kind of Katie's kryptonite right here. When we get deep into games and it's close, she happens to throw more balls on the ground, and it's just a lot of work for Morgan.
Kaden Nelson, the freshman, take a strike. Now McDonald hoping for extra innings. Pacelli wants to win it right here. Katie Ruff comes home, a swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. And the winning run is Yenter at third. Ruff deals high. A 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Katie Ruff deals, swinging strike two. And McDonald now one strike away from trying to get out of the inning. Pacelli has been down to their final strike two times in this seventh inning, and each time they've come back. Ruff deals the payoff pitch. It's swatted deep to left field, and McDonald comes in. And Pacelli's going to walk off McDonald. 8-7 as it's dropped in left field. And heartbreak here for the Lady Macs. It's a 5-run bottom of the seventh to send the Pacelli Cardinals to the state championship game.
Yeah, this is a tough one. But, I mean, you have to give it to Pacelli. They're the one seed. They were down with their backs against the wall. And, I mean, they came back. You can't say anything about it.
We'll step out and be back in 3.5 here to cap off an amazing season for McDonald that ends in a lot of pain here at Goodman. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the big game? Here's a perfect pitch of a deal with your rewards card. 2 for $13 Oven Works pizzas. Plus, give your budget a double play with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart, and taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Congratulations, Lady Max, on your outstanding season from your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Back at Goodman Diamond in Madison, Caleb Swenson, April Newton. And still, I think, a little in shock here, yeah. April, after a 5-run bottom of the seventh for Stevens Point. Pacelli in the number one seed avoids the upset and walks off our McDonald Lady Max 8-7. And again, there's just a lot of different things in this game. You can't point to any one. You had some opportunities to maybe get an insurance run. You knew this Pacelli lineup was dangerous, as young as they are, and just a lot of tears. An amazing season for McDonald, but a lot of tears out there right now as they had a chance to bring home some hardware, go to the state championship game, and it slipped away to an incredible opponent here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. It's heartbreak, and it's always sad to see the girls, like, cry and have a hard time with it. But, yeah, there was, I want to say, 4 or 5 combined errors between the two teams. And when it comes down to it, it's just the team who makes the plays. And this time, McDonald just wasn't able to finish it out.
We'll see if we can get some highlights coming up here. We're going to take another 3-minute break to make sure we give our incredible sponsors their due. We appreciate them making it possible for us to broadcast here from State. Once again, your final, McDonald falls to Pacelli, 8-7, back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
If you're searching for the best Chinese food in town, look no further than the Hai Chai Department at your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Fresh rolled sushi every day, delicious poke bowls, tasty appetizers, crab rangoon dip, hibachi grill, and so much more. Why go anywhere else? Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department is open 11 to 8 daily for lunch, supper, and anytime that craving strikes. Authentic Asian cuisine every day. It's the Hai Chai Department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're going to have to clear out of Goodman Softball Complex pretty soon here. But seeing Coach Ann Molsky talking with one of our radio colleagues right now. And again, this Pacelli team scoring five runs in the bottom of the seventh down to their final strike twice against McDonald. And sometimes, as much as it hurts, you'd have to give credit where credit is due and say that team, as young as they were, just had absolutely no quit in them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not a lot of teams can do that and come back and get five. And it's not like they were errors that McDonald had. They were just legit good hits that got them into home plate.
And we saw that a few times as well, too, mm-hmm. with some great catches by McDonald on the outfield that could easily have been trouble if not for some great plays out there.
Yeah.
And, again, sometimes that's just the way things go here. As they say, sometimes that's softball, that's baseball,
yeah.
and it's the heartbreak as well as the joy of sport. And so we saw definitely joy tonight, just unfortunately not from our dugout.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun having you here tonight, April, and thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully you guys all get a good night's
yeah.
sleep for your family tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love fun.
We'll take one final break. We'll see if we might get just a few highlights in here before we have to bid you adieu from Goodman, but we'll take our final break and again recognize our sponsors one more time for making this broadcast at State possible. Then we'll wrap things up from Goodman after this on WOGO Sports.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential 4K and kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the 4K and kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
One Fest 2023 featuring Skillet and Torrin Wells.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
Well, let's hear just a few highlights from the first inning of this game as McDonald Falls, again, back at State for the first time since 2018, but walked off by the number one seed, Pacelli. We'll hear a little bit from the first inning of action here from Goodman Diamond in Madison.
Third, the 1-2 pitch from Mansell, and swatted out into right field. It's going to drop just inside the line. That's going to send one home, and rounding third is Beyer. It's 2-0 McDonald, and Morgan Wirtz is going to get a stand-up triple to start the night for McDonald. How about Momo?
She is so excited about that hit, as she should be. That was a great hit right down the right field line. Right fielder missed it, and went all the way to the fence.
And Aubrey Dorn will stand in. The first baseman, junior number 24, her first look at sophomore Peyton Mansell with McDonald, 2-0 lead and no one out. Showing bunt, and it gets away from the catcher. Anna Hazelton's going to come in to throw to the plate. It is out in time, safe. Anna with a beautiful slide underneath the tag. It's Josie Witkowski. It's 4-0 in the top of the first. We'll end our highlights there, as again, I'm sure they, after a long night here, could want to see us leave. But again, a four-run first inning for McDonald. Unfortunately, that four-run first inning matched and exceeded by a five-run bottom of the seventh for Pacelli, and that was the difference tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we need to, as always, salute the seniors when season comes to an end. And when you look at the seniors on this team, Josie Witkowski, Becca Beyer, and Anna Hazelton, again, all contributed throughout this season and tonight. And such great leadership in this team, not only with the way they play, but also with, again, some of these young players that played so well, especially in this playoff run. April, it starts at the top with your senior class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And the seniors this year contributed a lot. And not to go too fast, but I want to say five out of nine maybe were juniors. So that huge junior class, they're going to come back next year for vengeance. And I think they have a good shot at coming back next year.
Hopefully we'll be right here, and hopefully we'll see two games next time and not just one. Thank you, April Newton, for spending some time here in Madison. Again, not the result we wanted, but still a lot of fun, and so proud, as always, to be the McDonald Mac station. We love you here at WOGO, and certainly know there's a lot of young ladies hurting here tonight, but a resilient bunch, and they have nothing to hang their heads about after an incredible season getting back to State for the first time in 5 years. So a lot to be proud of, and Coach Rick Beyer as well. We'll look forward to coverage of McDonald Mac's baseball at State in Appleton. That'll be Tuesday morning, approximate start time 10:30 from Fox Cities Stadium. I'll be on the call there, and we might even convince Coach Beyer to join me over there. Well, thank you to Dawson Halverson for staying up late past midnight here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score from Goodman Softball Complex in Madison. The Stevens Point Pacelli Cardinals 8, your McDonald Central Lady Macs 7. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Softball on WOGO Sports. For April Newton, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight, or I guess it's now good morning from Goodman Diamond in Madison. Thank you for listening to McDonald Lady Macs State Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports.